Thank you for calling customer support. My name is O. How may I help you?
Yeah, O, what is your organization? Are you Better Deals? Who are you?
Yes, sir, we're a third-party agency. We handle a wide range of online vendors and products. In order to specify any services, I will need to locate your information first. May I have your zip code, please?
Yeah, 80532.
And may I have your first and last name, please?
Gary Spahn, S-P-A-H-N.
All right, thank you for that information.
I was given your telephone number by Capital One because I ordered a little space heater on a deals page, okay, and that's what we're probably talking to. And that cost was $9.97. Are you okay? And I can give you the transaction number. It's 855-4573-116.
All right. Thank you for that information. Just a few minutes, please.
Yeah. Yeah, if you could just verify to see that it is the little space heater that that transaction is for.
Okay.
And then I've got another transaction.
All right, thank you for patiently holding. Can you provide me your shipping address, please?
Yeah, P.O. Box 309, Glen Haven, Colorado, 80532.
All right, just a moment. All right, sir, so that is correct. It does show that you did place an order on February the 3rd. This is for a space heater. I mean, it heats up your overall spaces, things of that nature. So the only thing you had to pay initially to receive the item would be the shipping and handling. That cost $9.99. And per the terms and conditions, of course, it did explain by you placing the order, you would also be enrolling into our Consumer Gadgets Club, which is an online gadget store. And being a member, you do receive a $125 gift card every month, and you're billed for that membership as well, which is priced at $54.97 a month also.
Okay, I don't want that. I mean, I need you to take it out because I didn't agree. I agreed to $9.97. I didn't agree to the $54.97.
Right, so I'll go ahead and cancel the account for you.
That was not part of the transaction that I got back from you.
Right, so I'll go ahead and cancel the account for you. That goes in effect immediately, just a moment. And the information provided today is directly from the terms and conditions, so I do apologize for any misunderstandings or inconveniences. Just a moment. Right, thank you for patiently holding. So the account has been canceled, which goes in effect immediately, preventing any charges from this point. If you have a pen or pencil, I'll provide you the confirmation, which will be
yeah,
for the cancellation
ahead.
Submitted today.
Yeah, go ahead. I got the pen pencil.
So the confirmation is C as in cancel, 258-929-735.
Okay, C 258-929-735. When will I see the credit back on my account for $5,497?
All right. So cancellations do not cancel out charges. They cancel out future charges only. So the charge is going to be valid based on our terms and conditions. What I can offer is a courtesy refund for you today, which will be 35%, and that'll reflect within 3 to 5 business days back to your bank account.
I'm going to call Capital One and do a dispute, okay?
Right.
Because if that amount would have been in the total of the charge that you sent me, I would have never agreed to it.
Right.
Now, you can take off the $5,497, or you can fight the Capital One dispute.
So what I can offer is a 50% refund. The estimated time frame is going to be 3 to 5 business days.
No. $5,497 or nothing.
All right. So the full refund has been submitted, 3 to 5 business days. You have the confirmation for the cancellation as well. So everything is canceled and fully refunded.
So you fully refunded the $5,497.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'll look for that in the next few days on my Capital One account, okay?
All right.
And thank you very much for helping.
You're welcome, sir. And again, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, what a bunch of